ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ। ਆਵਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਟੂਡੇ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਥਰਡ ਪੌੜੀ ਆਫ ਆਸਾ ਕੀ ਵਾਰ, ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਪੌੜੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅਕੰਪਨੀਡ ਬਾਈ ਟੂ ਸਲੋਕਸ। ਐਂਡ ਦਾ ਵੇ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਡੂ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਲਾਈਨ ਬਾਈ ਲਾਈਨ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਫੋਲੋਡ ਬਾਈ ਅ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਟ੍ਰਾਈ ਟੂਗੈਦਰ interpret what we have recited. Slok mahalla pehla vismad nad vismad ved vismad ji vismad ped vismad, awe inspiring, awesome the sounds, awesome the lores, awesome the creatures, amazing their forms. The Guru is awestruck by what he observes. Vismad roop, vismad rang, vismad nage fir hai jant. The Guru says, awesome is your beauty, awesome the colors, the hues, and I'm awestruck by the beasts and worms, the creatures that are wandering around in their natural form, unclothed. Vismad paun, vismad paani, vismad agni khed hai vidani. The Guru says that the wind that blows is in awe. The water that flows does so in awe, meaning it follows hukam, and in awe the fire burns, again in hukam. These elements are players in the drama. Khedah vidani, they are all participants in this cosmic drama. Vismad tarti, vismad khani, vismad sad lagga hai prani. And so it is that the enchanting earth follows hukam. It is the ground of life. Visamad khani, wondrous are the sources of its production, and delightful are the tastes that come to attach themselves to humans. Visamad sanjog, visamad vijog, vismad pokh, vismad pog, vismad sanjog, vismad vijog. Amazing, the Guru says, the joy of union and the pain of separation. Vismad pokh, vismad pog. Amazing. It's marvelous to see how desires arise and how they are satisfied. That process itself is amazing. Vismad sifat, vismad salaha. Inspiring, he says, your praise. It is infinite. Nature is, in a sense, singing out in adoration. Vismad ujjad, vismad raha. And just amazing is the wilderness and beautiful the pathways. This can also mean those who go wayward and those who follow the straight path. They're all amazing. Vismad neda, vismad dur. Amazing. You are near and you are far. Although this line can also be understood to say, amazing are those who are near you or those who are afar from you. In realization, that is. Vismad dekhai hajra hajur. The Guru is saying, Vismad dekhai, I'm awestruck. I watch all of this awestruck because you are present in every one of this relationship. Vekh vidan rahya vismad. Witnessing this cosmic drama, the Guru says, I am awestruck. Nanak bujjan pure paag. This is the fulfillment of grace. The next salok, mahalla pehla, Now the refrain in the first was Vismad, that was the catchphrase, wondrous, awesome. In the second one, it is Kudrat, but with a Sihari. Kudrat is used to signify nature or power or hukam, the natural order. So with the Sihari, it means within. So within nature or within hukam. Everything is happening within hukam. Kudrat dis, kudrat suniye, kudrat pao sukh sar. In the splendor of your power, meaning in the splendor of your hukam, we see and we hear. That is to say that the gift of sight, the gift of hearing, happens in hukam. And it is in the power, the splendor of your hukam, that we feel happiness and fear. Kudrat patal ni akasi, kudrat sarv akar. In the depths below and the skies above, in all forms, it is your essence that pervades. Kudrat, your strength. Kudrat khana peena pennan, kudrat sarv pyar. In eating, in drinking, and in the garments that we don. In every act, it is your grace as hukam that is shown. Kudrat ved puran kateba, kudrat sarv vichar. Scriptures, ancient scriptures, in every thought and in every word, in all wisdom, your truth shines through. Kudrat jati jinsi rangi, kudrat ji jahan. Within your power are the varied races, the diverse colors. In every being, it is your light that shines. Kudrat nekiya, kudrat baddiya, kudrat man abhaman. In the deeds of virtue, or whether it is profanity that we engage in pride and in honor, it is your presence that reigns. Kudrat paun pani baisantar, kudrat tarti khak. When the wind blows and the water flows, it is because of your power, your animating power makes them flow. Sab teri kudrat, all is your power. Tu kadar karta, paki nahi paak. You are the creator divine. Your will is done. You are the mighty one. Nanak hukme andar vekhai varte taako taak. What does Nanak see? Nanak hukme andar vekhai. What Nanak sees is that he beholds the fact that it is hukam in which all creation operates. So the Guru finds nature amazing, wonderstruck by how it operates, and then tells us to realize that it is the power of this creator, hukam, that is making it all possible. And now we come to the pauri, which is a word of caution for us. The Guru says, Apin hai pog, pog kai, hoi pasamad paur sidaya. Apina, yourself, indulging in pleasures, engulfed in desires, drifting away, consumed by fires, meaning a life of indulgence in Maya. Vadda hua dunidar gal sangal kat chalaya. Vadda hua dunidar. Seeking fame, great and mighty, wanting to be esteemed. Gal sangal kat chalaya. All of these things are nothing more than chains that you wrap around yourself. They are the chains that will bind you. Agga karani kirat vachiya. Because ahead awaits a reckoning. Behlekha kar samajaiya. You are accountable. you will have to give an accounting. Thauna ho vai paundi. Hun suniye kya ruaya. There's no place to hide. Why is there no place to hide? Because you are the judge. And you will sit in judgment over what you have done. So therefore, you're not going to be able to run anywhere. And now when you take an accounting of what you've been doing, it will instill fear in you. So therefore, this is a word of caution. Man andhe janam gawaya. The mind that is blind to the reality of the Creator is squandering away this lifetime. So, a couple of things that come out. One is the intensity of Guru Nanak's exclamation. It's an exclamation of wonder and awe, vismag, in his response to the physical world. So it is a sort of ecstatic rapture. It's a mystical experience because the Guru is seeing oneness in all creation, because wherever he looks, he says, he's awestruck. He feels the splendid hand of creation. Unfortunately, we as individuals, we have lost our sense of kinship with nature because it has been cut asunder by a disease called urbanization. The urban syndrome has reframed our horizon with cement and machine instead of greenery, instead of nature. And so nature has become the other, alienated from us. For us, it is just something to be controlled and exploited. And in the second, he reminds us that this is all kudrat, hukam, power, that is making this possible. So what the Guru began with was Balihari Gur Apane Dyohari Sadwar Jin Manas Te Devte Kiye. So this progression that has to happen is in nature, is in our kinship with nature. This is another way of saying that the Gur, the mediating agency, the teacher, is in nature. Nature is your biggest teacher. Look at how these processes work. Understand them, because in that holds the key to your own transformation. We'll talk a little bit about this as we go along. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.